Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore You Can Fix Your Brain by Dr. Tom O'Brien, a comprehensive guide released in 2018 that provides practical steps to enhance cognitive function and overall brain health. This book is perfect for anyone experiencing brain fog, having trouble concentrating, or those wishing to reduce their risk of Alzheimer's and dementia. Dr. O'Brien, with over three decades of experience in functional medicine and a special focus on gluten-related disorders, offers insights into how dietary choices, environmental adjustments, and other health practices can significantly reduce brain fog, enhance memory, and boost mental clarity. As an adjunct professor at the Institute for Functional Medicine and author of The Autoimmune Fix, he brings credible expertise to his suggestions for achieving a sharper and more vibrant mental state. This podcast episode is for anyone eager to feel mentally sharper and improve their mental function. Tune in to discover how small shifts in your daily habits can lead to profound changes in your brain health. You can fix your brain. Just 1 hour a week to the best memory, productivity, and sleep you've ever had. Introduction. Discover how to clear the fog and enhance your mental clarity. Do you ever catch yourself staring blankly at your computer screen, struggling to marshal your thoughts to tackle a project? Or maybe you've experienced scrambling for a pen while on a crucial call, only to forget what you needed to write down the moment you find one. Brain fog and lapses in memory are frustrating experiences that millions share, affecting productivity and daily life. Fortunately, there's a silver lining. Improving your cognitive functions and clearing the mental fog may be more attainable than you think. In this book, we explore the common culprits behind brain fog and cognitive difficulties, often linked to inflammation. We delve into how you can assess whether these factors are impacting you and provide practical measures you can take. By integrating specific lifestyle and dietary shifts, you can significantly enhance your memory, clarity, and overall energy. Ready to boost your brain's performance? Let's dive in. Part 1. Exploring the connection between immunity, inflammation, and brain health. What do dementia, depression, anxiety, and memory loss share in common? They are all manifestations of inflammation and autoimmunity gone awry. More encouragingly, by identifying and addressing the root causes of these conditions, we can effectively mitigate their symptoms. The primary role of our immune system is to act as a defense mechanism against harmful invaders. It's designed to differentiate between the body's own cells and foreign threats, focusing its attack only on real dangers. However, problems arise when this system misfires. Autoimmunity occurs when the immune system mistakenly identifies healthy cells as threats, initiating an inflammatory response against them. This inflammation can lead to the destruction of these cells if perceived as damaged, causing various health issues. So, what triggers such a response? It's often initiated by the presence of foreign substances, environmental toxins, or certain foods that may either trigger individual sensitivities or are generally harmful. Living in the modern world, our bodies are constantly bombarded with such triggers, which can keep our immune system in a state of chronic overactivity. When symptoms like brain fog, memory lapses, and even mood disorders such as anxiety and depression appear, they are indicative of inflammation within the brain, compromising its function. The intrusion of harmful substances into the brain typically starts in the gut. Our intestines, lined with a semi-permeable mucous membrane, allow nutrients to be absorbed while blocking harmful substances. However, when this lining is compromised, a condition known as leaky gut syndrome, unwanted substances like bacteria and toxins can slip through. To safeguard the brain, we have the blood-brain barrier, which functions like a highly selective filter at the molecular level, ensuring only essential substances reach the brain. When this barrier is breached, harmful substances freely enter the brain, triggering an immune response leading to inflammation and consequential loss of brain function, which can progressively worsen if not addressed. The notion of irreversible brain damage is a daunting prospect, fueling fears that once brain cells are lost, they cannot be recovered. However, recent scientific advances show that brain cells can indeed regenerate, offering hope for restoring brain function. To achieve this, it's critical to rectify the underlying conditions contributing to brain damage, such as healing a leaky gut, restoring the integrity of the blood-brain barrier, and removing harmful toxins. But first, how can we detect if these harmful autoimmune processes are active? The answer unfolds in the subsequent sections we will explore. Part 2: Navigating Your Body's Warning Signals. Imagine you're driving home after a stressful day, eager for some rest. As you approach an uphill section, a temperature warning light flickers on your dashboard. Alerted, you head to the mechanic. "Lucky you stopped," they say, addressing a leak in your water pump that could have severely damaged your engine. With a fix in place, you're back on the road without major repercussions. Similar to these vehicle warning indicators, your body has its own biological dashboard designed to alert you about potential health issues before they escalate. Biomarkers, for example, can serve as early warning signals for conditions that may later impact brain health. Ideally, testing these biomarkers regularly could help catch anomalies before symptoms even surface. However, if you're already experiencing issues like memory problems, difficulty concentrating, or persistent brain fog, it might signal an ongoing inflammatory process requiring immediate attention. So, what specific biomarkers should you consider monitoring? Key among them are antibodies that indicate a breach in the blood-brain barrier, often associated with various brain diseases. For instance, antibodies to zonulin, a compound linked to intestinal function, and actin, a muscle protein, can also reflect issues with the blood-brain barrier, similar to those observed in leaky gut syndrome. Additionally, antibodies to lipopolysaccharides, LPS, are notable because their excess can correlate with neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Another set of antibodies traditionally associated with brain injury, such as those against neuron-specific enolase, NSE, gliofibrillary acidic protein, GFAP, and S100B, also indicate inflammation in the brain. Furthermore, antibodies to the transglutaminase family, particularly transglutaminase 2, TG2, are significant markers. Elevated levels are often found in individuals with celiac disease or wheat sensitivity and can influence not just the digestive system, but also the brain and nervous system. Beyond antibodies, your health dashboard should include tests for immune reactivity to environmental toxins like PCBs, phthalates, BPA, and dioxin, as well as checks for exposure to mold and heavy metals. If these tests reveal elevated markers, implementing health interventions to address the underlying causes and reduce inflammation is crucial. Once adjustments have been made, a follow-up test, ideally 6 months to a year later, can reveal whether your efforts have successfully mitigated these health indicators. Next, we'll explore effective health interventions to tackle these issues head-on. Part 3: Building the Foundation of Brain Health. When we dive into addressing and understanding brain health, we encounter a conceptual structure known as the Pyramid of Brain Health, described by O'Brien. This pyramid is composed of four critical aspects: structure, emotional and spiritual well-being, biochemistry, and electromagnetic factors. Each layer builds upon the next, contributing to overall brain vitality. Let's start with the base of this pyramid, the structural element. This refers to the physical musculoskeletal system that essentially supports your brain. It might surprise some, but structural issues like postural misalignments and muscular imbalances can lead to significant brain health challenges over time. Cases in point include conditions like osteoarthritis, where poor joint function and physical misalignment not only wear down the joints, but also hamper blood flow and trigger inflammation and immune responses. To combat these issues, O'Brien suggests turning to chiropractic care to maintain spinal alignment. Furthermore, he emphasizes the importance of monitoring one's posture while engaging in daily activities such as sleeping, working, or driving, as small improvements can yield significant health returns. Another structural aspect crucial for brain health is exercise. Engaging in aerobic activities that induce sweating helps eliminate toxins accumulated in body fat. Aim for about 30 minutes of such exercise daily, 6 times a week, with 1 day off for recovery. The benefits are manifold, from reducing inflammation and enhancing neuroplasticity to promoting cell growth and repair. Regular physical activity is undeniably essential for brain health. Next on the pyramid is the emotional and spiritual dimension. This facet underscores the interconnectedness of the mind and brain. Managing your mental state, particularly stress, is vital. In today's fast-paced world, many people experience a constantly activated sympathetic nervous system, which can lead to accelerated heart rate, shallow breathing, and poor digestion, leaving you more vulnerable to health issues. However, adjusting your mindset is not solely about reducing stress. Mindfulness and meditation, for instance, have been shown to lower inflammatory markers even in the presence of stress and enhance brain-derived neurotrophic factor levels, which support brain tissue regeneration. Studies also suggest that meditation improves concentration, focus, and emotional resilience. Additional practices such as psychotherapy, controlled breathing, and prayer also play crucial roles in addressing mental and spiritual health, further fortifying this layer of the pyramid. This comprehensive approach to brain health ensures that all facets of well-being are addressed, creating a resilient and thriving mental state. Part 4. Enhancing brain health through biochemistry and reducing electromagnetic exposure. Diving deeper into the pyramid of brain health, we encounter the facets of biochemistry and electromagnetism, each playing pivotal roles in maintaining and improving cognitive functions. Starting with biochemistry, a key strategy here involves detoxification. We've touched on how physical exercise aids in purging toxins from the body, but another effective method is intermittent fasting. Historically recognized by figures like Plutarch, who advocated fasting over medicine, and Paracelsus, who called fasting the greatest remedy, this practice involves limiting food intake to specific hours of the day. Often, this window spans 12 hours, such as from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. The process not only helps in burning fat, where many toxins are stored, but also promotes the replacement of damaged cells with healthy ones. To support detoxification, staying hydrated is crucial, as it helps flush toxins and circulate essential nutrients. Moreover, to limit the intake of toxins, cautious selection of personal care products and household cleaners is advised. Dietary choices also play a crucial role. Monitoring biomarkers and antibodies can guide dietary adjustments, but universally reducing intake of the big three, wheat, dairy, and sugar, while increasing fruits and vegetables can benefit most individuals. Experimenting with a ketogenic diet temporarily can also yield notable cognitive improvements, after which a careful reintroduction of other foods can help maintain these benefits. Transitioning to the impact of electromagnetism, research highlights that electromagnetic fields, EMFs, contribute significantly to oxidative stress, immune system impairment, inflammation, and disruption in tissue repair. EMFs are ubiquitous in modern life, emitted by devices like laptops, cell phones, and Wi-Fi routers. To minimize exposure, consider using protective cases specifically designed to shield against cell phone radiation, and prefer wired headphones over Bluetooth options. Managing EMF exposure is particularly crucial in enhancing sleep quality, a vital component of brain health. Practical steps include turning off wireless routers at night, and keeping mobile phones out of the bedroom, or at least setting them to airplane mode. These measures not only reduce EMF exposure, but also promote a more restful and restorative sleep environment. Through understanding and applying principles of biochemistry and managing electromagnetic influences, we can take significant steps towards safeguarding our brain health and enhancing our overall well-being. Final summary. Revitalizing the brain is no minor feat. It involves intricate, interconnected systems within the human body, each needing careful consideration and balance. Dr. O'Brien emphasizes that addressing cognitive function issues requires wholehearted commitment. Mere half measures won't suffice. Rather than seeking a miraculous cure-all, it's about aggregating multiple subtle improvements to foster significant change. You've already gained insights into how autoimmunity and inflammation can lead to brain dysfunction. With the foundational knowledge of the brain health pyramid, addressing structure, mindset, biochemistry, and electromagnetism, you're now equipped to develop a tailored regimen of interventions. This comprehensive strategy is designed not just to alleviate symptoms, but to enhance overall brain function, paving the way for clearer thinking, increased optimism, and enriched energy levels. By adopting a holistic approach and actively engaging with each aspect of the pyramid, you can effectively navigate through the complexities of brain health, ultimately leading to a more vibrant and fulfilling life. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.